Anthony, many thanks for joining us from Calgary in Canada. First of all, before we talk about the forthcoming tour here in Letterkenny involving your club over there, how is it that a man from Letterkenny has ended up in Calgary in Canada? Tell us the journey to get there.
The journey to get here, that's quite the journey, all right. I suppose back 2014, just got to the point where I just needed a change of scenery. Work was fairly scarce, and just started to kind of look around between the States here and Canada. And yeah, just thought I'd give Canada a try, and here we are 11 years later. We're still here.
Now, as you said to me before we came on air, one of the first things people often do when they go to pastures new, particularly if they have a sporting background, is to look up the local club. So you came across the rugby club there in Calgary, and the name, the official name, yeah, I'll let you tell our listeners what it's actually called.
Yeah, well, as everybody knows it, it's the Calgary Irish Rugby Club, but the official name is the Calgary Irish Canadian Athletic Club. Yeah, you mentioned clubs there. I suppose when you come away from home or whatever and you play sport, back home, the first thing you do is you look for a club in your sport. So that's pretty much what I did. And I was pointed in the direction of the Calgary Irish and sure thought, well, we'll give it a go. So we got the young fella started in it. He started in junior rugby. So he started in it first. He was going there for a few years. And now he plays senior rugby. And then my daughter got involved, and she's still playing, and she's actually part of the team that's coming over in Ireland in August, the U18 girls, which is the team that I coach at the minute. So, but yeah, and then I started playing there myself, and lo and behold, we're still at it. So we're still kicking on in the club.
Now, what are the rugby structures like in Canada, a country of which is so vast? I presume you're in some sort of regional league that you don't have too much travel.
No, travel wouldn't be too much. You're probably looking about, depending if you go on a bit of a tour, you're probably looking at about, for our league anyway, you're looking about 3 hour drive would be the furthest. Obviously, we don't get to play all year round over here either because of the weather. Obviously, you can't play rugby in minus 30 here. So it's a pretty short season, not like back home where they play pretty much all year round. So it's hard to get all that rugby in such a short time. Rather, if you were playing back home, you're playing all year round. You're training a lot more on the outside, which is great. So you make the most of it while it's here, for sure, and try and stay injury-free.
Rugby in Canada, are there parts of the country that it's more popular than others? Is Calgary an area where it is, you know, one of the bigger sports, or is it a minority sport?
Yeah, I certainly wouldn't say it's the biggest sport, for sure. But if you go to places like BC there, where they play all year round, you tend to get a lot more talent, a lot more experience out that direction, which we have gone and competed out there quite a few times now. So they get to play all year round. They get a lot more experience in the rugby, a lot more clubs out there. And you get a lot of international players that will head that direction as well to play rugby. So, yeah, that's where we have a slight bit of disadvantage here, is where the weather kind of kills us in around the winter time. So, but you just go indoor and you just train as much as you can indoor for the next season when it comes around again.
And in terms of facilities, do you ground share with other sports? The ground where you play, is it just for rugby, or do different sports use it?
Oh, no, different sports use it for our ground. So our club in Calgary at the minute is the only club that has a clubhouse itself. And we have two main pitches as well. Yeah, we've got the full set up there, pretty much like Letterkenny Rugby Club there. Same kind of idea. As I say, we're the only club in Calgary City that has our own clubhouse. So, yeah, if we get different sports using our grounds, like the soccer. We actually get some of the baseball guys use it as well. So, but, yeah, it's great to have that facility, and it's nice and handy from where we're living, so we don't need to travel too far. So, yeah, it's pretty good now. The clubhouse is a great setup.
And the history of the Calgary club over there, is it an old club?
That is, it's 50-plus years, yeah. 50 plus years. So at the minute, we've got a president and vice president that's actually from Ireland. One's from Belfast and one's from Donegal. So they've been living here, I think, 40 plus years themselves. And they're a huge part of the club, all ex-rugby players as well. They played for Calgary Irish when they came here. So, yeah, two good fellas running the club there. A Belfast man and a Donegal man. So it's all good.
And the actual players in the club, you don't have to be Irish to be a member of the club, I take it, but are there a lot of Irish or are there a lot of foreign people? Is it Canadians? What sort of mix do you have?
Oh, we've got a mix of everything in this club, yeah. Irish, Scottish, English. We've got some Kiwis, some Fijians. A lot of Canadian guys in there too. So we've got quite the mix for sure. So we got a French boy in there as well. So yeah, it's a good mix.
And speaking of French, in the French-speaking parts of Canada, would rugby be more popular there?
I don't think so. I don't think you get a hell of a lot of rugby over that direction. No. So, I'm not too familiar with over that direction in terms of what would be big in terms of sport, but I do know rugby wouldn't be massive over there.
So you're coming over to Letterkenny. When did you first think about it being organised?
Oh, I've had this idea in my head for probably 2 years. We've just got to the point whenever I took over the girls program here in the club quite a few years ago. And most of the girls that I have at the minute, I've had them from a young age. So through the years, we just seem to keep winning. The past couple of years, 3 years in a row now, they're city champions. They won provincials last year. We did go and compete in BC there as well last year, and I think the year before. We had a winning streak there as well. So I just kind of thought 2 years ago in my head, I thought it'd be a great idea if I could manage to, you know, take the team home and get a different level of rugby. Be a good opportunity for the girls. So I said to myself, I'll give it another season to see how the girls do. If we win all next season, then I don't have any excuse. And then I have to go and organize it then. So, and sure enough, we went on and we won everything. And here we are. I thought, well, let's get this tour on the way. So I started last October planning this tour, and we are now probably 5-6 weeks out. So it goes pretty fast.
Indeed. And the makeup of the squad, are there other people with Donegal connections?
Just my daughter is the only one from home. Everybody else is from here. Yeah, I've just got one local one coming, and the rest are all have never been in Ireland before. So there's all together in the tour, there's about 50 people coming on the 14th of August.
So you're going to be based in Letterkenny, and you have a number of matches lined up.
Yeah, we're going to be based in Letterkenny, staying out in the Mount Errigal. Two games are away games, one is in Enniskillen, and then we're travelling further afield to Ofer. And then the last game of the tour is the Friday before we leave, and that's down in Letterkenny. So we managed to fit three games in, so we're all good to go on the three.
And your own club, what's the breakdown in terms of male and female teams?
We got a good women's program and men's program. I think the women's have two teams there. The men, they're sitting with two teams at the minute. And we've got a pretty good junior program from the ages of, 5 up to 18. So between 16s, 18s, 15s, right down to 10s. Yeah, there's a pretty good junior program as well in the go. So a lot of interest, and it's growing every year, which is great.
Now, of course, it takes money to run any club. No doubt you have various fundraising activities, but what about state support and local corporate support? Is there much there?
You do. I mean, you get your typical grants here and there. Obviously, you look into sponsorship to keep a club going. And within the club as well, all the different programs do their own bits of sponsorship, you know, to help the club along. Because, as you say, there is a cost to running a club. So, yeah, we do fundraiser nights. We do different other things like casino nights where it's worth quite a bit of money to the club as well. So that keeps it going, picking over nicely. We just all chip in as much as we can and help out with fundraising just to keep things afloat. So pretty much what you would do in most clubs anyway, just to help them out.
And as a former player here in Letterkenny, no doubt you'll be looking forward to going to Dave Gallagher Park and seeing a few old faces.
Oh, for sure, 100%. Yeah, there's a lot of faces I haven't seen in a while. One of the coaches I'm up against, Colly Farrell. I used to play with Colly quite a few years ago, so he'll be standing on the other side of the pitch while I'm there in August. So I'm looking forward to that as well. Colly was a great player back in his day, and I'm sure he's for sure a damn good coach as well. So I'm looking forward to that for sure.
And when you forge links like this between clubs, who knows what it may lead to in the years to come?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's the point of it as well. It gives these girls an opportunity. It might open a few doors for them. Who knows who they'll end up meeting, who they'll talk to. you know, they might want to take a year out of their schooling. They might want to travel to Europe. They might end up in Letterkenny playing rugby. Who knows? That's part of the tour as well, to try and give the girls a wee bit of a eye opener to see what's around, you know. So which is good. So it's good to get that opportunity to do that for them as well. So,
and for players who are particularly good and who stand out in Calgary, what's the pathway like in Canada if you want to sort of go up through the different levels of rugby?
The Irish club has had multiple players, previous and present, for Canada, and on the male and female end. So you've got your typical things. I mean, you play your club rugby, you got your high school rugby, your club rugby, and then after that there's rep rugby as well. So you know, you can be noticed. There's lots of scouts that go to different games all over the place, university scouts as well. They take a liking to you, you'll get an offer for a university. Or, you know, there's, like I said, there's rep rugby as well. There's two steps of rep rugby, which is the Mavericks, and then you jump up again to the Wolfpack. So there is quite a few levels now.
And would there be a general feeling that rugby in Canada is on the up at the moment?
I think it is, yeah. I certainly think the women's rugby is actually more popular at the minute here than men's rugby. So women's rugby is growing massively. So it's good to see the interest is growing every year on the women's rugby. So there's a hell of a lot of talented players, not just within our own club, but different other clubs around the city here. So, you know, we get to compete with them every week now that our season's just started. So, but yeah, it's good. Different clubs around the city has some serious talent, and it's great to get out there and compete with them for sure.
And finally, just give us the dates for your games here in the Northwest.
So we leave here on the 14th of August. We arrive in Letterkenny on the 15th. The following day is the 16th. We head to Enniskillen, and we play Enniskillen that evening. We're off for 3 days, which will take us into Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So on the Tuesday, we head to Ophir. That is the 19th. And then the Friday after that, which is the 22nd, that's a Letterkenny game. We play Letterkenny. So we're just hoping to get as many people as we can from the town down to watch these girls. At the end of the day, we're taking 50 Canadians to Letterkenny, so we'd like to show them what Letterkenny's all about, and show a bit of different culture to them as well. So looking forward to that.